Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is On the Tee with Anita Marks. This is On the Tee. Now here's your host, Anita Marks.
That's right. You heard the gentleman. Let's talk some golf. It is the memorial happening right now at Mirrorfield, the track that Jack built. And we've got Rory at the top leaderboard right now. It's 6 under, along with Siwoo Kim and David Lipsky. So let's look back before we look forward. Heading into this bad boy, I had Patrick Cantlay winning this whole damn thing. He still potentially can. He's only 2 shots back. He's tied for 9th. He's 4 under. We'll get into all that in just a second. But this is a track, if you haven't been tuning in the first 3 days, a lot of water in play. Water in play in 11 of the 18 holes. Small greens running on bent grass. The stump is running about 13. Metrics that I kept an eye on heading in: strokes gained tee to green. 4 of the last 6 winners finished their 4 rounds first in strokes gained tee to green. That's really an important metric. Also driving accuracy, more so than driving distance, and also greens in regulation. The reason I like Cantlay coming in 6 for 6 in regards to the many times that he's teed it up here and has made the cut. He's got 2 wins. He's got this this fondness, this relationship with Jack that, you know, he feels like I think somewhat of a commitment to come in and play well here. There's something special between those two gentlemen. So Data Golf coming in gave him a 9.3% chance of winning behind Scottie Scheffler. And of course, let's remember, he does have Joe LaCava on his bag, Tiger's former caddy as well. And Tiger had immense success here at Mirrorfield, that's for sure. So some other guys that I liked coming in: Shoffley, who did make the cut, Hatton, who made the cut, Thigala as well, who made the cut. So I had Thigala finishing the top 20 along with Hatton, and Shoffley finishing the top 10. We'll see. I mean, listen, if Cantlay wins, well then, you know, Mama's got not just one, but a few more nice pairs of shoes. That's for sure. All right, so where it stands right now, this is really interesting because each and every week we come into Sunday and we're like, okay, these are the guys that are in contention. And every now and then, like maybe it's just 3, maybe it's 5. Sometimes if we're lucky, maybe it's 10. We're coming in today, we've got 44 golfers that are just 6 shots back of the lead. And yeah, I mean, listen, that's a hefty number, but we've seen guys come back from 8 under. We've seen guys come back and win from 9 under. So there's that. We've got 33 golfers within a 4-shot lead, and we've got 22 golfers within a 3-shot lead. Decky was leading by 3 on the front 9 yesterday, and then that just went into the toilet. So Decky now, he was +3 at the end of his round, and he finished tied for 9th, so he's 4 under. Lipsky, at one point in time yesterday, had a 3-shot lead as well, and then he bogeyed the last 2 holes, which, of course, he still tied for the lead, but could have head into Sunday with a much more significant lead on this leaderboard. Expected beautiful weather today, not a cloud in the sky there in Ohio, and temperatures are going to be in the 80s. Just absolutely pristine, perfect weather for today's round. And so let's take a look. Again, Rory, for you Rory fans out there, I know there's several, plus outside of Phil Mickelson, +280. Those are what the odds makers are giving him to win this bad boy. Like I said, he's tied at the top of the leaderboard. Data Golf gives him a 13.8% chance of winning. He is the favorite in regard to datagolf.com. It's a website I talk about often. I love it. I think it's one of the best out there. If you do gamble on golf, I highly recommend you spend the money on Data Golf each and every season. Metric-wise, 3rd in strokes gained total, 12th tee to green. Here's why I am fading Rory. I am not one of I don't know, several, few, who are putting down the plus 280. He's 48th in strokes gained on approach, and he's 49th in strokes gained on proximity. So big pass for me. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. I'll tell you where I'm going to place my money. Outside of Cantlay, I'm going to double down on Cantlay, and I'll tell you all the reasons why in just a hot second. But Siwoo Kim, he's tied at the top of the leaderboard. You can get him at plus 750. So first of all, better odds. I'm also going to play him to finish in the top five at plus 130. Datagolf gives him a 12% chance of winning. So as of right now on Datagolf, the second favorite to win this bad boy. He's first in strokes gained total, fifth in strokes gained tee to green, and third off the tee. As we know, he is a former Players Champion. He's already won on tour this season in Hawaii at the Sony. He finished second at the Byron Nelson. He has hit more fairways in the first three rounds than any other golfer that is teeing up this week. And he is second in scrambling. So out of the three cats who are at the top of the leaderboard right now, Lipsky being the other one, who I think finishing his last two holes yesterday with bogeys, that's going to play a mind game on him. Not sure how much sleep he got last night. He is second in strokes gained total, by the way. But nonetheless, out of those three guys, for me, it's Siwoo Kim. Again, to win at plus 750, to finish in the top five, might be my favorite bet. Siwoo Kim to finish in the top five at plus 130. Following him, you've got some big names here. This is going to be a fun Sunday. Buckle up. Let's get ready. Hovland, Datagolf gives him an 8.9% chance of winning. He's six in strokes gained total. Wyndham Clark, who I become a huge fan this season. How can you not? 5.6% chance. He's seventh in strokes gained total. You could wager on him winning at 12-1. So, excuse me, some guys out there. Again, Cantlay was the guy that I put money down. It wasn't chalk because, again, Scottie Scheffler was favored coming into this bad boy. And we're going to talk about Scottie Scheffler in just a second, as well as John Rahm. Those two guys are going to be teeing off together today, just FYI. But Cantlay, Datagolf gives him a 9.2% chance of winning. He's ninth in strokes gained total. He's second in tee to green, as well as off the tee. Here's where he's been struggling, and it's with his flat stick. He's 59th. He's losing a stroke per round in regard to putting. Unfortunately, did not have a great round on Saturday. Had a triple bogey on hole number six, which definitely threw him off. He shot a 74. But listen, he's got two wins here. He knows what it's going to take to win here on this track. There's no denying that. So, again, Cantlay right now to win 12-1. Also for him, excuse me, Pollen, I apologize. For him to finish in the top five is plus 190. For him to finish in the top 10 is minus 140. I might play that across the board. I just might. As I said, let's talk about Scottie Scheffler and John Rahm. So Scottie Scheffler is tied for 32. John Rahm is tied for 23. Scottie is first in strokes gained total. Rahm is fourth in strokes gained total. So what gives? I'll tell you what gives. The flat stick for both these cats. Scottie is 66th. He's losing over two strokes per round in putting. And John Rahm is 62nd in putting. He's losing a little over a stroke per round. Now, they're going to be playing together today. Okay? And they're teeing off 10:55 a.m. Eastern, 7:55 a.m. Pacific. I'm not putting money on either of these guys to win the tournament, but you can wager who's going to win this round between the two of them. Scottie minus 120, John Rahm minus 105. I'm leaning towards John Rahm again because Scottie's just struggling with his putter. Here's something really interesting I stumbled upon preparing for today's show. So as we know, Scottie, 15 straight top 15 finishes this season. Marinating this for a minute for all you golfers out there. First in strokes gained tee to green in three straight events. He has not been able to hit a putt 9 feet or further all week long. Has not been able. Can't do it. Look at this. Colonial. He tied for third, 70th in putting. PGA Championship, tied for second, 34th in putting. at the Masters, tied for 10th, 50th in putting. As we know, he won the Players. By the way, 48th in putting, winning the Players. And he won in Phoenix, 13th in putting, winning in Phoenix. Could you imagine? Obviously, something has gone foul. We know that. He's got to get it on track. But could you imagine the season that Scottie Scheffler would be having if he was not struggling with his flat stick? It's mind-boggling. It's unbelievable. But until he gets that bad boy straightened out, I'm going with Jon Rahm today at minus 105. So again, this is going to be a fun Sunday at Memorial out there in Ohio. We've got John Mascari, head pro at Alpine Country Club, who's going to be joining us on the show. Keith Stewart, who is, as I like to call it, eyes and ears on the ground. He was out there in Dublin, Ohio, all week long, watching these guys up close and personal. And a dear friend of mine, Christina Thompson from Golf for Her, CEO extraordinaire, who has been at Liberty National. We've got an amazing storyline going on right now in this LPGA event. Rose Zhang, a Cali native, debut, potentially top of the leaderboard, shot a 66 yesterday, 69 on Friday, a 70 on Thursday. This is her first LPGA Tour tournament, and she could win it, something that has not happened in 72 years. On the LP, this is history in the making. She is, the hype around her is Tiger-ish, okay? 12 wins at Stanford, won the amateur at 17 in 2020, won it again in 2022 and 2023. If she wins today, again, history in the making, we'll get an invite to play in the ShopRite and also will participate in the Solheim Cup. Could you imagine? She's 20 years old. So if you've never watched an LPGA event, maybe today is the day you want to do that. I would highly recommend. All right, quick break. Still a lot more coming your way on the tee here on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is On the Tee with Anita Marks.
John Mascari, head pro at Alpine Country Club, joins us now. Good morning, John. How are you? You had an exciting week, right? You've been out there at Liberty National?
Yeah, I was at Liberty Thursday and Friday for the Mizuho Americas Open. I was the starter on the tee, so I got to announce the players going off the tee and get to meet all the fantastic LPGA Tour players who were so gracious and kind and fun to be around. It was a really great experience at an unbelievable golf course.
I'm sure. We're going to dive into that before we let you go, because there's history in the making happening out there this Sunday afternoon, and which is going to be a lot of fun. But let's take a look at what's going on at Memorial and the fact that Rory is at the top of the leaderboard. Your thoughts on this tournament right now coming in? We've got 44 golfers that are within three strokes of the top of the leaderboard. So this is wide open coming into this Sunday.
Yeah, this is chaos, right? I mean, have you seen a better leaderboard this thing could be flipped upside down in a matter of hours? I mean, we saw it yesterday with Justin Suh, who had the lead after Friday, goes bogey, bogey, double to start. And before you know it, he's shoots 77, and someone who just gets into the field like Keegan Bradley goes out, and now he's tied for ninth. So a complete flip-flop. mix it all in a bowl, put your hand in, and pull out a winner today. So many great players, as you mentioned, Anita, within striking distance, including world number one Scottie Scheffler. He had a nice bounce back round yesterday, but he still hasn't putted well. He's eighth in the field tee to green and dead last in putting. He's made one putt over 9 feet all week. And I think that's a problem. Yeah. I think he'll fix it, though. But, I mean, we talk about
he hasn't been able to fix it in weeks, John. What makes you think he's going to fix it? He hasn't been able to fix it in weeks.
I think he's going to fix it in time for L.A.
Well,
see, like that little, little teaser I did right there?
He better. Really interesting. Scotty and Rahm are going to be teeing off together today, as I said in our previous segment, 10:55 a.m. Eastern, 7:55 Pacific. You could wager that Scotty beats Rahm in this matchup at minus 120 or Rahm over Scotty at minus 105. I'm on Rahm. I'm just not there's a lot wrong here with that hot stick.
I'm on Scotty. I get that he's not putting well, but he is number one in the world for a reason. He is the best ball striker on the planet. He will figure out the putting. I think it's just mental for him right now. This got a couple putts go in. He'll be fine. I'm not too worried. But, you know, we made a good point before about you could shoot 65 at Muirfield and you could shoot 77. So I would, as a better, I would probably stay away from the winning bet and maybe just, like you said, go more into the matchups because it's anyone's tournament. It's going to be great golf this afternoon.
It's going to be fantastic. Again, Rory at the top of the leaderboard, along with Siwoo Kim and Lipsky. I like Siwoo Kim. I just like his metrics. First in total, fifth tee to green, third off the tee. He's won already this season. Better odds than Rory at plus 750 as opposed to Rory at plus 280. I'm fading Rory today. Are you team Rory or not?
I am team Rory. He was very patient yesterday. Like, it wasn't your typical Rory round where he like blows out the field and just he kind of grinded it out. He missed greens, but he got up and down. But what I loved was he made a lot of those kind of I might make them, I might miss some putts. Like those 50-50 putts of like 7 to 12, 15 feet. He made a lot of those. And when you're making those putts and you're feeling confident that, you know what, if I'm 10 feet from the hole, I'm going to make this. That frees up a lot of the rest of your game. And I'm thinking if he can keep that going today, he could start to really pull away from the pack. I think 9-under wins it, but it's going to be like a race to 9-under and see if you could hold on. I mean, those last three holes at Muirfield, 16, 17, and 18, are absolutely brutal. They're typically playing three of the four hardest holes on the golf course. So how about that when you're coming in needing to make birdies and you've got these last three holes to finish a tournament where, you know, put your mouthpiece in because you're going to get punched. So I'm on Rory's side today. I think he can close it out.
Heading into this, I loved Cantlay. And that's who, 6 for 6, two wins here already. Datagolf actually has him at 9.2% chance of winning. He's ninth in total, second in tee to green, second off the tee. I did not have a great round yesterday, shot a 74. Mm. But I'm going to double down on Cantlay. I think Cantlay can do it from just two shots back. Your thoughts on Cantlay?
Yeah, I think he's 12-1, right? He started the tournament at 10-1. As you mentioned, he's second in strokes going green, tee to green. He really hasn't made anything on the putting green. I think if you're going to throw some money on something, that's a pretty good bet. At 12, I think he's 12-1. He was 10-1 to start.
I do like that. So, all right, let's with that being said, let's put a big, I like to call it a green bow, because we always like to help people win some money. Who do you have your money on right now? Who do you think is going to win this at the end of the day?
I think Rory will win today. I think he will continue his confident play from yesterday. But like I said, I would probably fool around more with one-on-one matchups just because there's so much firepower on the top of this leaderboard and so many people are within striking distance that it could be anyone's game. But for S and G's, let's go with Rory.
That's how much you like Rory? You're going with Rory? You think that he's going to open and close? Whoa.
Open and close, baby.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Schedule-wise, we are heading into next week. They're going to Canada, and then following that is the next major of the season out in L.A., the L.A. Country Club. John, have you played that track before?
I have not played L.A. Country Club. It's one of the best in the country, for sure. Has always been, and it's going to be an awesome place to have the U.S. Open.
What do you think? What are going to be the important metrics? What game do these guys need to have in their bag in order you feel that is going to be crucial for them to win the U.S. Open?
Well, yeah, I mean it's the same for every U.S. Open, right? Accuracy off the tee, driving distance is going to be real important. Strokes gained on the green. I think we have Scheffler might be the favorite right now. I haven't looked of recent. I would see Rahm being up there. Rory, obviously, with his great play this week and heading into the Canadian Open following this, an event that he's won the last two times it's been played. You look at Koepka. I mean, these are the people that who's who of golf coming into the U.S. Open. And lots of elevation at LACC, tight fairways, narrow landing areas. Hit it straight and hit it far. Stay out of that thick rough as the U.S. Open has become famous for. But, you know, the best part about the U.S. Open really is tomorrow. You know, it's the longest day in golf. It's the final qualifying for the tournament. And we're lucky that we have Canoobra Country Club, which is in Summit, New Jersey, is hosting the final qualifying round for the Open tomorrow. So if you're in the Summit or in the New York area, as you are listening to us, If you can get away, try to head over to Canoobra Country Club and watch some of the best amateurs and professionals in the world try to get to L.A.
John, before we let you go, again, you spent quite a bit of time out there at Liberty National this week. Tell us exactly what you did. You were hanging around with all the ladies on the LPGA Tour. How impressed were you with their game?
I was very impressed, not only by just their swing and the way they practice and their game, but just how they carry themselves. The LPGA Tour has done a great job with giving fans access. So many great people out there at Liberty National getting up close and personal with the players. They were interacting. It was a great event put on by the folks at Liberty and the Excel Sports Management Group. But it was so fun to watch the effortless swings, the confidence off the tee. And for me, as the starter, it was nice to meet a lot of them and get to talk to them about their game and how they're playing and how they're enjoying the New York, New Jersey area. The talk was, where do we go for pizza and where do we go? Should we go into the city? Should we hang in New Jersey? What's the deal? So it was a little bit of being a starter, a little bit of being like a concierge for the area, but a good time. And if you've watched any of it, you know, obviously the discussion is with probably the most hyped women's golfer in some time, Rose Zhang, who made her pro debut this weekend, and she's in the lead, which is insane. Right? Not even Tiger did that.
It is unbelievable, and the hype around her has just been tremendous. Cali native, 20 years old, coming in, shot a 66 yesterday at the top leaderboard. You and I talk about her all the time, being the hunted as opposed to the hunter. But listen, she's got 12 wins at Stanford. She's won the amateur three times already, the first time at age 17 back in 2020. Your thoughts? You, by the way, opened up at 16-1 for her to win and is now at plus 150. Based on what you saw this week, do you think she closes the deal here today, John?
Yeah, I think she does. I mean, from what I watched, watching her practice, watching her on the golf course, just like locked, totally locked in, like not nervous, confident, walking with a brisk pace, you know, nothing. She got herself into some trouble. We saw a little bit of it yesterday. And just calmly hit these unbelievable shots and, you know, took out the driver to drive the par 4-1, which is not an easy task because there's trouble left and trouble right. And when you've got that type of confidence in your game, it's just a matter of, okay, where does this ball have to go? All right, I'm going to hit it there. Oh, this putt? Yeah, great. It's like matter of fact, it would be a great way to put it. She was very matter of fact. And I don't think there's anything that's going to stop her. I don't think so. I mean, the crowds were following her around, a lot of enthusiasm, spurring her on, A lot of momentum. It's going to be fun to watch.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, if you've never watched an LPGA event, today would be the day that you would want to, because this is history in the making. If Rose Zhang wins, it'll be only the second time in the history of the LPGA that a golfer won in their debut, and that happened 72 years ago. So there's that. John, thank you so much. Always great having you on, my friend. Have a fantastic week. Weather conditions are supposed to be really, really great. So, you know, great stuff out there at Alpine Country Club. John, thank you.
My pleasure. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks, Anita.
You got it. All right. We come back. Still more to come. Getting you ready for the final round of the Memorial. We'll also look forward to the U.S. Open at the L.A. Country Club. Golf at its finest in just a few weeks. All right. We'll be right back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is On the Tee with Anita Marks.
All right, let's dive into it. Keith Stewart joins us now, PGA pro, and as I like to call him, our eyes and ears on the ground. Traveling around the country to a number of these events, and he was out there in Ohio for the Memorial for the majority of the week, seeing these guys up close and personal, and especially, man, yesterday, really topsy-turvy day yesterday, right? Decky comes in, led by three on the front nine, and then five holes later, he's trailing by four. Lipsky comes in, he's got a three-shot lead, bogeyed the last two holes, and then now we're sitting here, as I've been talking about all show with Rory, Lipsky and Siwoo Kim at the top of the leaderboard. Your thoughts after spending a few days out there in Ohio watching these guys play up close and personal, Keith?
Well, Anita, thanks for having me on. And I said at the beginning of the week while I was out there, if you give me 10 under par right now, I'd take it and I wouldn't play a shot. I mean, this place, it's just a total bake sale out there. It is hot. It is dry. It's only going to get harder as the week goes on. And whoever clears those last three holes this afternoon will have earned Jack's handshake.
I'm sure heading in, you and I, because you and I were texting prior to the tournament and whatnot, you and I were both on Cantlay coming in. I'm going to double down on him today as well. His metrics, his statistics just scream at me. Ninth total, second tee to green, second off the tee. He's 59th putting. And so, you know, obviously that's where he's been struggling, but he's won here twice already. Do you feel that today's the day he turns it around? You could get him to win at 12-1.
You know, I definitely feel like Cantlay or somebody in that T9 group, there's some big names there. Morikawa and also Matsuyama alongside him. I feel like that's where the winner's going to come from. You know, I know that makes me jump past Rory, that makes me jump past Victor, but I just feel like walking with those guys on Thursday and Friday, especially Matsuyama and Cantlay, they just look so strong. And Cantlay hasn't gotten anything out of the putter all week. He was so good tee to green, so impressive, very unlike him yesterday to make that triple. I think he comes back today with just a really solid game plan, and he's in full attack mode.
Here's another one for you. Scottie Scheffler and Jon Rahm, they're going to be teeing it off together today, 10:55 a.m. Eastern, 7:55 Pacific. Scotty is tied for 32nd. Rahm is tied for 23rd. Both of them top five in strokes gained tee to green, but both of them putting miserably. No surprise in regard to Scotty, because this has been par for the course. No pun intended. 66 putting. John Rahm is 67 putting after the first three rounds. You could wager that Scotty is going to have a better final round than Rahm at minus 120, or you could roll with Rahm at minus 105. Again, you saw these guys up close and personal. Who are you favoring today in this personal matchup?
I'm going to go with Rombo today, and I have a couple reasons why. Number one, he's leading the field on approach, and we know you and I, Nita, we talk about this every week. It's tough to get away from that being the lead indicator. Now, I know Scotty's leading the field in tee to green, but he's also leading the field in, what is going on with his putting? I mean, I watched him. I watched him three putt the 14th hole, short par four, on Friday afternoon, and I was like, he missed the hole from 5 feet. And he started from 30 feet. And I started thinking to myself, this is more than a trend. This is starting to become like a mental thing. Like, we're going to need medication or something like that. You know, as a PGA professional, when you see somebody that is this skilled and what he's done, I believe what's the stat? You know, 15 straight top 15s on the PGA Tour, number one player in the world. How can this guy miss so many times from under 10 feet? There has to be something fundamentally wrong. And when I watch that, when he misses the hole, I think at this point, he and Randy Smith, they've gone over a million different things with his stroke. He's got to be reading the greens wrong. It just looks like he's looking in the wrong places all the time, because when he sets up, he makes a solid stroke and the ball doesn't hit the hole. I think he's seeing something wrong. I don't know if it's time to get his eyes checked or whatever, but if you want to bet him to win right now, he's plus 9,000 and Rahm's plus 4,000. If that gives you any indication of who you should be tailing today, I think it's definitely Rahm. He's stronger on approach this week, and he has better course history. So I'm going to go at Rombo this afternoon out there in the heat at the Memorial.
I hear you. Very interesting stats here, right? Scotty finished tied for third at the Colonial, putting 70th. Tied for second at the PGA Championship, putting 34th. Masters tied for 10th. Putting 50th. He won the Players putting 48th. He won in Phoenix putting 13th. So could you just imagine, marinating that for a minute, could you just imagine how many more tournaments he would have won if he was not struggling, as you know, you believe he's just having a hard time reading these greens. It's marinating that for a minute. It's just, it's really, really unbelievable. Okay, before we let you go, let's look big picture. They've got a pit stop in Canada next week. I know this is a track that you're very fond of, right?
Definitely. Oakdale Golf and Country Club. It's in suburban Toronto. I've done a deep dive on this, and I mean, it goes back. It's a classic, Stanley Thompson, 1920s, you know, golden age of architecture. They've got 27 holes there. They've got to put together a little composite golf course. It was redone by Ian Andrew, who did some local work there at Springdale Golf Club, where I used to be the head pro. And just really going to be a fascinating week as we lead up to LACC. I think that just as much as Memorial, although it doesn't look like LACC, is going to be a great indicator for who's in good form. And I also think Oakdale is going to be a good test as well. I think people are going to enjoy some of these holes and the routing, you know, sand, grass, and creeks. It seems to be a theme lately on the PGA Tour. And, you know, we saw it in Rochester. We're seeing it this week at the Memorial, and then we're going to see it again next week as we start to really, really dig in and figure out what's going to happen when we get to the coolest major site, I think, in the last 5 to 10 years, LACC.
Yeah, LACC, heading out there, heading west. That's right, LA, get ready for it. It is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And this is a track, Keith, that you have played, right?
I definitely have. I've played LACC North since the Gilhams renovation with Jeff Shackelford. And boy, I tell you, I just can't wait. The vibe at this place, Anita, is just tremendous. I mean, when you're talking about playing holes and then you see, you know, the Playboy Mansion, or you see Aaron Spelling's amazing mansion, it just, I mean, it's just the coolest. It's the coolest place. And I'm telling you, they've got an average par three length for this U.S. Open. It's over 250, and you've got drivable par fours. It's just going to be such a great, well-rounded test. And from talking to sources already, I get out there that week on Monday, and I can't wait to see it live. But the bunkering is really going to catch your eye. And I'm using a pun there for certain, because they call what's around the bunkers, the long grass, the eyebrows. And we're talking fake eyelashes here, like full on, just, you know, post them on, and it's just going to be all sorts of crazy revetted faces to the bunkers. That's like what you see in Scotland, like the big walls and everything. It's going to be super cool. The fairways are going to be a little wider than usual, so they're going to get a little more room off the tee. But near and around the green, this George Thomas Classic, redone just a couple of years ago by Hans and his team, Jim Wagner. I mean, it's just going to be – it's going to be so cool. And, you know, I think it's really going to favor the best players in the world. I know, state the obvious, Keith. But if Scotty gets the putter going, I mean, it could be lights out, because – the way he's striking the golf ball, he's got to be the favorite, Anita. What do you think?
I've been waiting for him to get the hot stick hot, the flat stick hot, right? And it just, each and every week, it's not happening. Is it just going to, like, miraculously happen in 2 weeks? I don't know. I'm not putting my money on Scotty until I need to see the goods. I need to see the goods before I believe in Scotty and in that he gets that. Now, listen, will I wager he finishes in the top 10? Yeah. But I'm not wagering that he's going to win anything anytime soon until I see him really start reading better greens. Hey, before we let you go, we've got history in the making happening right here in my own backyard, just about, I'd say, a 7-iron from me at Liberty National, which I'm actually playing on Wednesday. Rose Zhang is making her, she's made her LPGA pro debut, 20 years old, and she's at the top leaderboard. She was 66 yesterday. History in the making. If she wins, first time that somebody will have won in their debut in 72 years. Second time ever on tour. Cali native, so I'm sure a lot of people out there in California are going to be watching her all morning. At least you should. Your thoughts on Rose Zhang, Keith?
Playing on a sponsor's invite, 20 years old, first start on the LPGA, man, a lot of expectations there. And if you've watched or followed Rose Zhang, which I know you have, Anita, but just for your listeners, sometimes on the final round, she's had a couple of hiccups. So I think it's going to be really entertaining, because we all know Liberty National. You know, back in 2017, it was the perfect President's Cup course. You know, all that drama and match play. Liberty National has a bunch of holes that you could bogey and birdie. And the ladies have shown that this week. And, you know, her clean card 66 yesterday was super impressive. But today's Sunday, and the sweat begins. And, you know, even the way that she kind of finished out her, you know, kind of, we'll say her really final amateur win there at the Augusta National Women's Amateur, you know, it wasn't without some trouble on Sunday. That was on Saturday, but in the final round. So I think we're going to get an entertaining day. She's got a thiathetical. Top five in the world, Minjee Lee, top five in the world, hunting her down. If she does it, she will have certainly earned it. And just a really, really cool storyline for the LPGA, who could always use a little more popularity.
Keith Stewart, always great having you on. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday fun day, my friend.
Oh, man, 22 players within 3 shots of the lead at the Memorial, Anita. Buckle up. Got to be off.
That's right. Buckle up. 22 within 3, 31 within 4, 44 within 6. So yes, absolutely buckle up and stay tuned. We get back, we'll do a deeper dive into Rose Zhang. So stay tuned right here on ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is On the Tee with Anita Marks.
Christina Thompson joins us now. CEO extraordinaire, as I like to call her. Golf for her. She reps a lot of these women on tour. Nobody knows the LPGA like Christina, that's for sure. Big reason why we have her on, because there is history in the making happening. Just a few, I'd say 7-iron from where I live out there at Liberty National. Christina, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everyone. What an exciting week we have here in Jersey.
Yeah, so you've been out there all week, kind of share. Let us live vicariously through you. Rose Zhang, I've been talking about it all show, 20 years old, pro debut. I'm sure you followed her around, shot a 66 yesterday, and weather conditions weren't great yesterday. I was out playing pickleball late around 5, 6 p.m., and boy, you know, my wiffle ball was all over the place. So I could only imagine how hard those conditions were later on in the afternoon out there at Liberty National. What did you walk away with Rose Zhang watching her play the first 3 days?
You know, I've been out there, you know, all week, and you know, anyone who's ever had the chance to play Liberty knows that it's a fun course, but when those winds pick up, it could be nasty, right? So there are lots of places for balls to get lost, a lot of fescue, a lot of water, a lot of traps. So, you know, there was such a great buzz yesterday afternoon just watching Rose. I mean, I've been talking about Rose on the show for the last 2 years since she's been over at Stanford. I mean, the girl is phenomenal. But, you know, the tournament itself is really exciting and is set up really well for Rose, I think. Because, you know, the format in itself is groundbreaking, right? You know, it's not a typical LPGA Tour Pro event. You've got 120 pros playing with AJGA juniors who are doing like a 72-hole stableford format. Whereas now this afternoon, you're going to have two pros playing with one of those juniors. Now, keep in mind, Rose just won the Augusta National Women's Amateur with some of these players, these AJGA players. So she's in an environment that's very comfortable, because most players that come out to their first pro event, it's very intimidating, right? You're coming out, you're playing along your idols, right? And now she's playing, and she's got some of her friends that are there. So the environment has been very comfortable for her. So I'm not surprised Rose, I mean, other than the fact, clearly, she has, hands down, the best amateur resume that we've seen since Tiger Woods, right? So it's not surprising that she's coming out there. She's playing comfortably. And I agree, it could be a messy afternoon. But to me, the weather looks stunning. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. She is coming off one of the most successful, you know, seasons with, you know, she just won her back-to-back NCAA Women's Golf Championship title. She won it last year and again this year. She won back-to-back Annika Awards. She's U.S. amateur. She spent 141 weeks as the number one ranked amateur in the world. So, I mean, she's just in a good place. I will not be surprised if she holds on to this two-stroke lead. But, you know, you've got Cheyenne Knight from the United States. She's two shots back. She shot two under in the third round. And then you've got Thailand's Ataya Titikal and India's Aditi Hashuk, who are both in the hunt, two strokes back, playing. I mean, we've got a lot of great storylines here. I mean, Rose Zhang, yes, she is the storyline. We're all watching. I'm going to be out there following her for sure. But Aditi Hashuk, she's with the win, she could become the first player from India to win on the LPGA Tour. I mean, this is why we watch golf. This is why we watch the LPGA. This is why we watch the PGA. We love these stories and being out there and rooting for these players. Can Rose win? Yeah, she can totally win. The crowds all week have been great. So much support for the ladies. We love this. And no matter who wins today, we will definitely be part of something truly special out there. I'll be out there all morning, all afternoon, following. I'm really excited for it.
So it opened up at 16-1 for Rose Zhang to win. Right now it's plus 150. You know, you obviously, it sounds to me that you feel like today's going to be very different. Today, conditions are going to be a lot tighter for her, a lot more pressure for her today. Do you feel that one of these ladies that are hunting her, she's the hunted, she is being hunted right now. Do you see one of these? Do you see Minji Lee, who's 700? Do you see one of these women coming from behind in winning, or do you like getting Rose Zhang at plus 150?
You know, I do like Rose Zhang. I mean, I know she can, she knows what it's like to win, right? But she also knows there's a lot of pressure on her, right? But I think if I had to look at a player right now who might close the gap, I mean, obviously Minji Lee, I mean, she's a major champion. I mean, I would always be scared to have her in my rearview mirror. But I really like Aditi Ashok. I mean, she's with the win today. This could be her third top five finish in four starts this season. So she's really close to getting her win. She's playing incredible golf. So I think if someone could close the gap on her, I like Aditi Ashok a lot. But like I said, there's a lot of players out there who are going to come out there. The greens have been soft. So I think we're going to see some incredible shot making today over at Liberty National. I'll be out there following Marina Alex and Mariho Uribe in the morning. And then I'm going to be out there following our buddy Goose, who's on the bag of Yana Wilson, who's another amateur who's playing incredible golf. So she's paired with Cheyenne and Aditi. So I'll be lots of golf to be following. But I think Rose, if you're going to put money, if you can put money on Rose, I mean, I think that's money well spent.
So again, Rose at plus 150, Aditi Ashok is at 7-1. And Christina Thompson feels that there is some value there. If Rose does win, she gets an invite to ShopRite next week. And then she also will be on the Solheim Cup, which will be pretty amazing. Yeah. I know you and are you traveling? Are you going to Spain this year for the Solheim Cup?
You know what? We've been talking about going to Spain. I think we just bailed on Spain. I feel bad, but just booked a trip to Ireland. So we're playing Belfast and Dublin. So if anyone has recommendations or can get me onto any courses, please DM me. I need some help getting onto some courses.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. People are like, what does she need help for? If she's got all these contacts here with all these LPGA players, what are you talking about, Christina? Christina Thompson joining us here. Golf for her. Enjoy the day today. Christina, you and I are teeing it up here at Liberty on Wednesday with Goose, the caddy. Whose bag is he on?
He's on Yana Wilson. She's one of the AJGA ranked. She's number 6 in the world. So they've been having a great time out there. So it's going to be fun to play with him on, you know, the course will be in championship condition still, I hope. And it should be a fun Wednesday. I just checked the weather. It looks beautiful. So fingers are crossed.
Fantastic. Golf for her. I always say in order to play well, you got to look good. Check it out. Golf for her. Christina, enjoy the day today. Hopefully history in the making.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone tune in.
So you've got it. Just to sum up, as always, I like to end the show. Weather conditions heading into this week here in New York. 76 will be the high. The lows will be in the 60s. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, about 40% chance of rain. Hopefully on and off, we'll still be able to see when those clouds will be heading in so we can arrange our tee times accordingly. Friday and Saturday and Sunday are supposed to be absolutely magnificent this coming weekend. So that is going to be a ton of fun. Schedule-wise, as I said, the men, they head to Canada next week, Toronto for the RBC Canadian Open, and then head out west to LA, the LA Country Club for the US Open. Following that, it's the Travelers taking place in Connecticut, Rockage Mortgage Classic in Detroit. And then we end June with the match at the Wynn Golf Club in Las Vegas, where you've got the NBA fellas going up against the NFL fellas. So that is going to be fun as well. Also like to end the show with the FedEx Cup standings. John Rahm right now at the top. Following him, Scottie Scheffler just about a little over 500 points right behind. Max Homa at 3, Tony Finau at 4, Jason Day at 5, who unfortunately did not make the cut here, which was really disappointing because this is his course. He plays this course, he plays this track more than anyone else, so needless to say, I did have some money on Jason Day, but that did not end well for me. Patrick Cantlay at 6, if he wins this bad boy, obviously he's going to jump up a few spots. Keegan Bradley still in the mix here. Kitayama, Wyndham Clark, he's in the mix here, looking for him to move up. He's at 9 right now. Siwoo Kim, same situation. Shoffley, Sam Burns, and Rory sitting there at 13. He's at the top leaderboard right now. He wins. Obviously, he's going to move up a few spots along with Hovland. And then you've got Chris Kirk rounding it out at 15. So those are your FedEx Cup standings. Everybody, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to On the Tee. Really appreciate it with you each and every Sunday morning right here on 98.7 ESPN.